Aloha kakou. Every year on April 22nd, more than 1 billion people take part in Earth Day, or internationally known as Mother Earth Day. Across the globe, individuals, communities, organizations, and governments acknowledge the amazing planet we call home and take action to protect it. Today marks the 43rd anniversary of what many consider the birth of the modern American environmental movement in 1970. And today we honor not only the Earth, but the creativity it inspires for this Faith and Art Sunday. The theme for this year's Earth Day is the face of climate change. While climate change has many faces, a man in the Maldives worried about relocating his family as sea levels rise, a farmer in Kansas struggling to make ends meet as prolonged droughts ravages the crops, a fisherman on the Niger River whose nets often come up empty, a child in New Jersey who lost her home to Superstorm Sandy, a woman in Bangladesh who can't get fresh water due to more frequent flooding and cyclone, and on and on and on. And they're not only human faces. They're the polar bear in the melting Arctic, the tiger in India's threatened mangrove forests, the endangered right whales in plankton-poor parts of the warming North Atlantic, the orangutan in Indonesia, forests segmented by more frequent bushfires and droughts, the bleaching of our beautiful coral reefs and the loss of the marine life that inhabit them, the advancement of destructive insects into northern forests as temperatures rise, and hundreds of other impacts that are emerging. These faces of climate change are multiplying every day. For many, climate change can often seem remote and hazy, a vague and complex problem far off in the distance that our grandchildren may have to solve. But that's only because they're still fortunate enough to be insulated from its mounting consequences. Climate change has very real effects on people, animals, and the ecosystems and natural resources on which we all depend. And living in the middle of the ocean, our island home is very sensitive to the effects of climate change. Rising sea levels, decreased rainfall, lowering freshwater reservoirs, ocean acidification, decreased fishing resources, frequent storms and hurricanes, and disease and decreased agricultural harvests. Luckily, other faces of climate change are also multiplying every day. Every person who does his or her part to fix the problem is also a face of climate change. The entrepreneurs who see the opportunity in creating the new green economy, the activists who organize community action and awareness campaigns, the engineers who design the clean technology of the future, the public servants who fight for climate change laws and for mitigation efforts, the ordinary people who commit to living sustainably, and the faithful people of LCH. So what is the face of climate change at LCH? Decreasing greenhouse gases with our solar photovoltaic panels on top of the offices in Eisenberg Hall. And as of March, we have avoided 199,789 kilograms of CO2 and generated 129,461 kilowatts of power. We are close, if not already, a net zero energy campus. The new concrete parking lot is sloped to recharge the ground under the gravel area with rainwater runoff and decrease our impact on stormwater systems. Our landscaping is being changed, starting with the parking lot, to native species that are drought tolerant and provide food and habitat to native insects and birds. It used to be that we would feature a hybrid or electric car as a novelty on Earth Day here. And today our parking lot is filled with hybrids and some electric cars. We used to wonder what this thing called sustainability was. And today, the principles of sustainability drive every major decision at LCH, from creating less waste at every event by using less or no disposable cups, plates, and flatware, to exploring new ministries and ways to create community, and having the faith to believe that economics is not the only bottom line, but balanced with community and environmental responsibilities. And today I ask each one of you, what is your personal face of climate change? Volunteering at a community organization, planting a garden, bicycling or walking instead of driving, sharing your creativity, committing to reduce, reuse, recycle, or advocating for policy change. Thank you.